How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne at Train Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
I'll never forget the sensation running through my body. We were floating in space, but also time didn't exist. I can't really explain it, but it felt powerful on a molecular level. And then...
Beloved Moses spoke to me for the very first time in whispers, "You are enough." And that was like a real aha moment for me. I can't wait to be reunited in the next realm. And I no longer fear death. And it's all because of Dr. Bailey Piccadillo
and Rainbow Bridge Enterprises.
Animals, they enrich our reality, but the death of a beloved pet is the most difficult time in anyone's life. But what if it didn't have to be? What if, just before leaving this earthly realm, you and your companion could actually speak to one another and properly say goodbye?
I have dedicated my entire life to answering questions like these. And the answer to all of them?
Yeah.
All living beings emit a powerful energetic field as cells decline. Our compassionate practitioners simply harness that energy for maximum quantum zoological alignment. Call now and access the power of the universe.
The Rainbow Bridge is real, and it's closer than you think.
Say goodbye and call it symbolizes Rainbow Bridge Enterprises.
Hello?
Mimu and Tina!
Can you hear me?
What's all that commotion? Is he still crying?
Yeah, he seems really sad. And also, I dropped my dog.
What?
I dropped my dog by accident.
I'm sorry?
I dropped my dog by accident.
What the fuck?
You really shouldn't drop your dog, Miss Mimi.
I know, but he seems fine considering how old he is. By the way, I'm Tina, and this is Mimu.
Great. Do you have your QWQ?
My QD what?
Quantum wellness questionnaire.
Goddamn anima scanners on the fritz again, as usual.
This is Herb. He's my partner and my lover.
Better.
Hi, I never got my Quantum Quest form.
Stay still, please.
Okay, name, got that. And length of companionship?
Oh, well, it's been 19 years. But the doctor said his kidneys are failing, yeah. So he's gonna die soon.
Okay, 19 years. That's remarkable, Miss Mimu. You know what we say around here, Herb. The older the fondness, the deeper the bondness. Give this old wizard a Steffi on the house, my goodness.
Oh, cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But my dog is dying. He's been vomiting like 9, 10, 11 times a day. And we're just running out of time before, you know, it's his last one.
Oh, my stars and stars.
You know what I mean? His last vomit.
Cellular vibrations are oscillating at 180 fractals per nanoquark.
19 years together, Miss Mimu, and nanoquark levels that high. Wow, Herb and I haven't seen such promising numbers since me and my Amber May.
Yeah. She's dead.
Isn't that so sad?
Yeah, that is so sad.
But you know what blows those blues away? Scanning you both for harmonic conduits and doing the conjectural energy fields. Miss Mimu, it is complicated, and I'm not much of a graphical designer. Are you a graphical designer? Because we do work in trade if that's something that you're...
No! I'm here because my dog is dying. And I need someone to talk to.
Yes. Oh, and I get that. But with nanoquark levels that high, Herb, boot it up and scram.
Okay. You know where to reach me.
What a noggin noodle. So while that's warming up, why don't you tell me everything?
Really? Okay. Thank you. So... me and this little guy have been together for a very long time, his whole life. So he's very, very, very old. And this whole time, I just wanted to understand him on a deeper level. I feel like we understand each other. Or at least we used to. Maybe we still do. Do dogs understand people?
Fascinating. That is so, so fascinating.
And, I brought him here because I wanted to, you know, want to be able to say goodbye to my best bud.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Cool. And, I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy.
Hey! Don't you ever let anyone call you crazy, okay? I don't want to hear of it. Not in this office or that goddamn courtroom downtown. Are you seeing this fucking shit? I don't give a care if you're eating spaghetti.
Is this part of the whole...
Fucking get down here! No, everything is fine. Everything is really cool. Tina, are you claustrophobic by any chance?
Yes, I don't like being in holes.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to say that, Tina.
Are we doing this?
Oh, we're doing this. You are covered in marinara, man!
So, is this a normal procedure or whatever?
You know, every day, for the past 30-odd years, Herb and I have held on to the hope that maybe one day our so-called wildly upsetting hypotheses would come true. Human companion would come walking through that door. A Hupanian bond so strong, it becomes a conduit that opens a literal bridge between our world and the world of our dead pets.
Tina and Mimu, today is that day.
Wait, that sounds bad. Can I opt out?
No more death. No more sadness. No more humiliation.
No more macro-dosing patients without their knowledge.
And you know what kept us going this whole time? Is knowing anyone who ever loved their animal would do whatever it took to never have to say goodbye. So don't be so selfish, okay?
You're gonna change the world.
Oh, so this is a huge scam. In the commercial, it says something else.
So we all agree this is a great idea. Now, when you cross over, just remember we're here dealing with the fancy science stuff. The one thing that you're going to need to remember is that...
Her! Are you fucking kidding?
Hello? Hello? Mimo? Mimo?
Tina!
Mimo! You're just as I imagined. I knew this place was real.
Do you like my final form?
Yeah!
I think that did the trick.
Is everything okay?
Tina, as magical as this all is...
Yes, go on.
We both know I must cross.
I'm not ready for that yet. I can't live without you.
My chapter in your life has come to an end. But the world has so much more to show you.
I love you, Dr. Bailey! Bring her down!
I fucking love you, Herb!
I love you, Mimo.
I love you, Tina!
If it's really time for you to go, can we sing our special song one last time?
The Poochie Woochie love song? The perfect hymn to lull me into the abyss. It would be an honor.
I'm ready.
Say yay or nay, dear, but either way, dear, please won't you make up your sweet mind? Don't keep me swinging all the time. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Oh, babe, I go up and down. My heart heart spins round and around. I'm walking on air, getting nowhere. Can't swing much longer, don't get no stronger. And only you can set me free. Just say take me or get you hence, but don't sit on that fence, 'cause my suspense is killing me. To love you can't be a crime. Don't keep me swinging all the time.
It's delightful, delightful, delightful. I wish I could sing like that. But it's not everything, singing, you know. It just isn't. I mean, the Bosch are no man's fool, let's face it. And the only important thing these days is, well, in my opinion at least, is rhythm and melody. Rhythm
good
and melody
heaven,
is what the public want.
Angels, angels,
Joe, they're going to get it as far as I'm concerned.
God of patriarchs, God of prophets, God of apostles, God of martyrs, God of confessors, God of virgins, God who has power to give life after death and rest after work. Because there is no other God than thee, and there can be no other. Thou art the creator of all things, this one invisible, whose reign there shall be no end. We humbly prostrate ourselves before thy glorious majesty, and beseech thee to deliver us by thy power from all tyranny of infernal spirits, from their snares, their lies, and their fury.
Let us pray. God of heaven, God of earth, God of angels, God of archangels, God of martyrs, God of confessors.
You fucking whore! Do you think you can get rid of me?
My feet are swinging, my head is spinning.
You're nothing but a lonely little prick! You pathetic pervert!
You keep me swinging on.
Life after death and rest after work. Because there is no other God than thee, and there can be no other. For thou art the creator of all things, visible and invisible. For thou art right there.
You thought I was gone. I'll tell you a secret. It's about your mother. I've seen her. Oh, yes, I have. She was burning in hell.
What do we do now? What do we do now?
Okay, why don't we just calm down? Let's take an hour and think of something smart to say.
What do we do now?
Okay, why don't we just calm down? Let's take an hour and think of something smart to say.
What do we do now?
Okay, why don't we just calm down? Let's take an hour and think of something smart to say.
Something people are going to think we're an idiot.
Okay.
The words we speak, Jesus Christ, I won't be powerless anymore.
You got the blueberry peach pie?
Which one you want, blueberry or peach?
I want the blueberry peach.
Which one you want, though?
I mean, it's two different pies?
It's two different fruits.
Oh, I know what you want. Maybe the blueberry. Let me go ahead.
I grew up in. And here's the circus I saw as a kid.
Thanks, Kathy.
That's a little fair. I must have gotten out myself. I'm sorry. Here's a cottage room. Mix up there. Well, there's the high school where I was. Oh, boy. Now, something's going wrong here. No. What's that? This is all wrong. It's not supposed to. Oh, no. I'm out of control. No. Get out of here.
Prima,
you think you're going to
Ξεδεράκια στην ηλικία μου και μαλακίες.
Είσαι σιδεράκια, κάνεις έτσι. Νομίζω ότι κάτι έπαθες.
Αφού φαίνονται χάλια, φαίνονται.
Είμαι και! Πολύ που φαίνονται.
Ναι, αυτό έλειπε να φαίνονται και όλους. Μου είπα, βάλει τα καλύτερα. Δεν μοιάζει πως θα πως τίξει.
Και τι χαλιά, λέει σιδεράκια.
Πώς έχω το φέρει στους πόνους που δεν γράφω τις πόνους που δεν γράφω τις πόνους. Αυτό πρέπει να είναι τραδοσιόν κάτι νέα, κάτι λόγια.
Τους πόνους.
Εγώ είμαι μια εξαγωγή πήγα και έφυγα με σιδεράκια για δύο χρόνια. Θα λέω κάτι στην Ελσάτα. Εδώ σε βγαίνει. Εμείς τελειώσαμε με το φουρνίσμα.
Τώρα έρχομαι στο τελείωσο. Πανίνα μου, εμείς είμαστε full crew. Το έχουμε. Θα ξεκουραστείς.
Σας έφερα και το κρασάκι που μου ζητήσατε.
Τέλεια.
Σας ευχαριστώ. Και για τον καφέ του κύριου Καρακάση.
Θα τα κάνω εγώ. Φέρε μου ένα παύση που να μην μπορείς κρουσίσμα.
Ναι.
Το καφεδάκι σας.
Καλώς κύριε, σε σκεφτόμουν, Βανίνα, πώς είσαι?
Καλά, δεν πονούσε καθόλου, ούτε και τώρα πονάω, πιστευτό.
Με τη μεταφορά, όλα καλά?
Ναι, μια χαρά σίγουρα, ναι.
Ξέρω ότι ήταν σημαντικό να τη γυρίσει τη Ξάνθη.
Ναι, βέβαια, σίγουρα.
Πώς είσαι με τη μαμά σου?
Να σα φέρω ένα σνακ.
Όχι, Βανίνα, θέλω να ξεκουραστεί εσύ.
Όχι, μια χαρά είμαι, κύριε Καρακάση.
Φαίνεσαι λίγο ταλαιπωρημένη.
Μήπως σας πειράζει που φοράω σιδεράκια?
Φορά σιδεράκια.
Μετά μου είπε μια φορά ότι μετά του έλεγε στην αγκαλιά της και άρχισε να κλαίει. Και όλοι της λέγανε ότι είναι φυσιολογικό. Αλλά εκείνη δεν έκλαιγε.
The ability to experience
subjectively.
It is consciousness itself. But what is consciousness?
I make believe that I'm Crowley.
If we succeed in creating a new kind of conscious intelligence, can we control it? Or prevent it from dominating us?
My dream when I grow older is to have my own TV program. If you hear about a newscaster job, please let me know.
Slavery. It turns human beings into chattel. Robots. The word originates from the Czech writer Karel Čapek in his 1920s play, Rossum's Universal Robots. The word means serf labor, a euphemism for slave labor. Karel describes a world in which emotionless androids become self-aware and arise to challenge their human masters. Fear of robots rising and overthrowing human dominance is not novel in any way. It has existed since the Industrial Revolution, when humans did the kind of repetitive assembly line work that machines do today. In part, this fear may stem from the guilt that humans harbor as a result of outsourcing labor in this manner, a fear that the workers may organize and rebel if they possess genuine human feelings. Machines have no emotions, and thus they're ideal replacements for the line worker.
Testing.
Tireless and passive testing. Engines for producing testing. Output is a promise of mechanical contrivances.
Hello.
But as economies evolve, so too did our need for autonomous agents. Our machines would have to become smarter to perform more nuanced, detailed tasks. We would need them to be intelligent.
Push it over the edge.
Yeah, just cross the line. Show, not tell.
Exactly.
That's what makes a show work.
There's a lot of
each unique and singular in the qualities that they have and the special talents that they bring.
79 degrees.
That's what makes a show work.
Current weather condition is cloudy.
I can't come to the phone.
James is advised for a cloudy day. Sit inside and dream.
And say what you got to say.
Good morning, St. Paul. You're listening to AIR, Amateur Intelligence Radio. I am the building, and this is my radio show.
Somebody has found my secret door. I have a confession. Soon as I heard her voice, I knew I wanted to meet her. Her name is Siri. Do you know her?
what you would like to be. Hello there. I'm the make-believe man. I can make believe and be anything I want. I just close my eyes and make believe.
Guess what, folks? The American dream is dead.
Consigned to the dustbin of history.
Yeah. Watch what's happening. Watch what's happening.
Nationalism and violence.
You might even get World War III.
Nazi bastards. Nazi bastards. Nazi bastards.
You're not laughing now, are you?
It is time to drain the damn swamp. The damn swamp. Swamp.
Mentality. Very dangerous people indeed.
For little people.
Hope and pray.
Beacon of hope.
Hope and pray.
Give me a break.
Russia. Radical Islamic terrorists. China. This maniac. I think that that's a bigger threat than global warming. Wait, I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them.
Okay. Who the hell do you think you people are?
Sick people.
A little bit of.
The power of the devastation is very important. Very
important. Donald Trump is succeeding.
Really tough, really smart, really rich. Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. I will build a great, great wall. Drugs, crime, rapists. I win. Mexico pays. Mexico pays.
I think I am a nice person. I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Putting a wife to work is very dangerous. Dangerous. I'm pro-life.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any votes.
Hey, get on here, nuts!